Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Filters podcast. I'm your co-host Lizzie.
And I'm Aaron.
In today's episode, we're going to be diving into our wellness routines, habits and hacks that we implement into our daily life to live a better, happier, and healthier life overall. In the last few years, we have both transformed our wellness routines for the better, and we want to share our journey with our listeners. If you know us personally, you would know that we both truly have a love and passion for a lot of our wellness habits, and some we just do because we know that they'll have benefits much longer down the line.
Overall, our goal is to live a healthy and balanced life, but the best way to do that, I find, is to find habits and routines that you can easily implement into your life, because if you're someone like me, you probably don't enjoy doing a lot of the health and wellness stuff. So at least for me, if I don't say I'm going to do it at this time every day, then I'm probably not going to do it. Yeah, building habits, routines, and we only have one body that we're given in this lifetime, and we're of the mindset that we want to live and age gracefully as possible. We're here to hopefully provide a little inspiration on your wellness path. And if you're on the lookout to start or spice up your wellness routine and perhaps feeling a tad overwhelmed about where to begin, we hope our conversation lights the way to easily adoptable wellness habits that fit right into your life.
So before we get into the episode, let's do a life update. I can't believe it. It's been 2 weeks since our last episode has gone live, and it honestly feels good.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, feels like a lot of pressure has been lifted off of at least my shoulders. I don't know about you, but
yeah, we have a bit more time to just relax. Like every weekend doing 8 episodes, we were constantly doing stuff with the podcast, which was great. But now we get to actually just binge Netflix if we want to and not plan our notes and everything like that. So I feel like this is going to be a really good routine for us moving forward.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
It's actually also like recording this right now. I'm like really excited to record because it's been a bit time.
Yeah, it was starting to become like, I mean, it is work, but I think that it should be more of a fun kind of something we can look back on, if nothing else.
Definitely feel like a lot has happened in the last couple of weeks. The first thing is one of our really close friends moved away a couple of weeks ago. So that's been a big life, not life change for us, but it's affected us in some ways.
He was the main reason I moved to Halifax to begin with anyway. And
he was like the third of, I always thought of us as like a trio. I think he was a big reason as to why we also got back together when we broke up. And I don't know, he played a big third wheel in our relationship for a lot of years. He's got his new girlfriend now and they're very much in love and they've moved away together. But yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. I'm just rambling.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll miss you, buddy. But oh well, we've got technology these days and his home is Cape Breton. So I'm sure he'll make a few year and we can go visit him out there. And
yeah, I don't know. I feel like with that happening, it's just made me realize the older we get, people seem to really move on to different things and everybody's doing their own thing with their partners or individually. People are getting engaged, getting married and moving jobs. I don't know. It's just the older we get, I'm more starting to realize that our friends are really like our family and we really need to make an effort to try and stay close and connected to them as much as we can. And it was even more apparent in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're at the stage of our lives where people are more looking towards the end goal rather than the fun youthfulness that we had experienced in our early 20s and going through school. It's growing up. It's what it is. People do things to make their lives better. I support it all. Sad, yeah. But
it even got me thinking. I have so many friends that are very close to me that don't live close to me. And we're trying to make plans to meet up together throughout the year in different places where I am or where they are to make that effort to actually get some quality time in, which is so important. So we'll definitely get that with him when the time comes in a couple of months when our friends are getting married in the summer. We'll all be together again.
Yeah, exactly.
What else? Oh, gosh, we've been drinking.
We have been drinking.
We've been drinking a bit more than I think before we started our 45 hard.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we started binge drinking, but I think we were, what's the word I'm trying to look for? We were missing it, so yeah. We got back into it and we went hard. We weren't even close to as hard as what we would do typically on basically week over week basis when we were in our early college going out days, but going from zero anything to drinking was definitely a big change. Yeah,
I was really looking forward to that glass of wine. So I think throughout the week, at least every day, I had like a glass of wine, or you and I would share a glass of wine. And then because all of our friends knew that we were off of our 45 hard, we ended up naturally just making plans and we were naturally drinking and people were excited for us to drink. God, my sleep score has been bad. My sleep routine has been off. Definitely made me realize drinking is not always the best thing, but we've been enjoying it. And that all to say too, I've been jokingly saying I'm practicing for Spain because I know we're going to probably drink there every day because I want to drink some Spanish wine, but I'm training.
Yeah, exactly. I think that it's made me, coming back to drinking has made me realize that long term, I'll probably definitely drink less, like maybe only drink for special occasions, or if it's someone I haven't seen or hung out with in a while, drink with them if they want to, but just ruins your weekends. Maybe it's because I just go out of routine and I'm not even getting like super hungover, but I'm just groggy.
What is it?
Groggy and tired and just, yeah.
We woke up that following morning and imagine if we had to film or record a podcast or do anything like that. Like, we definitely had no motivation to do it whatsoever. We just wanted to eat food and watch Netflix.
Yeah, basically.
It was an exciting week for me anyways with some of my Instagram stuff. I had a really nice collaboration come through with L'Oreal. Now that by the time that this episode is going live, that collaboration would have already been out. But it's like a new opportunity that I'm like starting this year and working with them long term. They asked me to work with them on a Tuesday and they wanted the video submitted by a Sunday. And then the package only got delivered to a US like post office on Friday. Anyways, I had to go and buy all of these products to do the actual shoot with. And thankfully I had a few of them, but Aaron helped me out a bit too. And it was really nice, but it was a stressful week trying to get all of that put together, but I was ahead of the game and I got it all done. So hopefully I have a nice paycheck coming in soon.
Yeah, I think the way that you did that one is definitely how we should do those ones moving forward, just because
it's
I couldn't
so
imagine
tricky.
How stressful it would be if we just got all the stuff. We still don't have the stuff that you were supposed to get. So,
oh yeah, it's a Monday that we're recording this and I still don't have the stuff that's supposed to come in tomorrow.
Yeah, and you're supposed to have the thing submitted on by tomorrow. I know you submitted it early this time, but
yeah, I submitted it on like Saturday and it was due Sunday and then the review was supposed to be today. It was an opportunity that I really wanted to take with L'Oreal, but they're US based. So I use like a what would you call it? Like a shipping service?
I guess like a middleman that essentially it's a place that they'll ship to in the US and then this person for their business ships things that you can normally only get shipped to you in the US and
yeah.
Ship it to Canada.
Yeah, but you have to pay like, I don't know, I probably pay $50 or $60 to get some of my stuff shipped to here. But at the end of the day, it actually ends up being like really worth it. I even do it for gifted collapse, but that was pretty busy this week. And then what else? It's actually coming up pretty soon. We're going to Spain in a couple of weeks. And we've already started like booking tickets for different places to go, restaurants. I fully have planned out our outfits in Canva, which you think it's silly, but I'm trying to optimize our packing.
Hey, you do whatever you want. I just want to show up. Even if you want to tell me what I have to wear, fine by me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do your thing. I'll just tag along.
I know. Talking about collaborations and stuff too, like I'm doing a lot of collaborations for Spain. So I've been content planning for that one. And you and I have been talking about like our expectations for going to Spain because I'm not going to try and put too much on you to shoot stuff. But I'm excited for it. It's nice that I don't have to spend my own money to get things. I can get things that I actually do like from brands and just naturally shoot them because even if I wasn't doing a collaboration, I'd be taking photos anyways.
Yeah, that's my mindset too. Obviously, there's a bit more pressure that we know we have certain things that we have to capture and that has to be in the right setting, whatever it has to be. But I'm fine doing that because if we're going to be taking pictures anyway, we may as well be saving money on clothes that you would have been buying instead of taking, if you weren't taking these pictures.
You got a free suitcase out of it. Both got a free suitcase, carry-on suitcase out of it.
I'm very appreciative for anything that falls my way out of all these collaborations, but
yeah.
I will always be there to take your pictures for you, my dear.
All right, let's get into the actual episode. So before we get into it, Aaron and I just want to talk about this is something that I won't speak for you, can speak for yourself, but I've become really passionate about my health and wellness over the last probably 3 years. I think really during COVID was when it really kicked off for me. And I think every year preceding that, it has become even stronger.
For me, I was probably in better shape pre-COVID for the most part. It's such a weird COVID came at such a weird time for us because throughout high school, I was always playing sports, always going to the gym, always super in shape. First couple of years of university, I was in very good shape. And then you and I started dating and we got into that.
You gained a little bit of relationship weight. Like not
relationship
you, both of us. We really did.
Yeah. And then I probably hit working out 3 or 4 times a week, maybe 2 or 3 times a week for a couple of years. And then COVID happened and I got really into fitness again. And then I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago, I fell out of it. I graduated, so I stopped playing sports. And then I guess I was just like too lazy to go to the gym. And the apartment building we're in kept saying, oh yeah, the gym's going to open here in a couple of months. It's going to be great. And then it just never opened. So I got lazy. And then, I don't know, I was going to the YMCA for a bit, but
yeah, I think there was definitely a bit of time where you and I were both out of our routine and we were trying to find ways to get into a healthier routine again. And I think there was just a period where even when I was going through stuff mentally, I just started working out. I was doing a lot of Chloe Ting programs 5 days a week. And because I was working out so much, I think eventually I would say that I motivated you a little bit, didn't I? You started to then go on the wagon with me for a lot of the health and wellness stuff, and especially the working out and being active in general a lot more again.
Yeah, I should revert a little bit. Before COVID, I was exercising a lot, but I didn't do anything else that was healthy for my body. Since COVID has happened, mm-hmm. I eat a lot healthier. I take vitamins. I'll occasionally stretch so I'm not super sore and stiff. So a lot of those things I never used to do before. But yeah, I think you definitely inspired me more to do that kind of stuff. And maybe there's a period there where I slowed down and you got into it that you motivated me. But I think it all comes down to you really have to motivate yourself. Otherwise, you're just not going to stick to anything.
And you did. I think working out was one thing. But then as we start to get more into our health and wellness routines and habits, you started to find different passions at that time. You were listening to a lot of Andrew Huberman and different podcasts, and you started discovering a little bit of Wim Hof and cold showers and saunas. And we will get to that. But naturally, I think you and I also found our different passions and interests around health and wellness. But yeah, I guess before we start, you know, talking about all of our routines and things that we like to do, maybe you can speak a bit on this. Why do you think it is so important for couples or people in relationships to have similar routines or similar paths into what their habits are around wellness, I guess?
Specifically around wellness, I would say, because if you're with the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, you would hope that you can get as many years of good, healthy, energetic life as possible. And it seems like if you don't start that at an earlier age, like you can always revert and change course. But if you don't start that sooner rather than later, it just makes it harder and harder to start as you go on. I think establishing that it doesn't have to be the same routine and it doesn't have to be like the same levels of wellness mm-hmm. and fitness and all that, but you should definitely be somewhat aligned, because then you might have problems with your children and how you want to raise them wellness wise. So I think it's definitely very important for couples to have a similar idea of their health and wellness, but I don't know if it's necessarily.
I guess it just can't be like completely different routines. And I think the first thing you said is like what I agree with the most is, when I think about you and I, and because I love you so much and I want us to live the best life, I always joke around saying like, I wish we were vampires and that we could literally live forever in this lifetime. And so what I always want to do is just, if we can live till 90 and be pretty darn healthy and be able to still move and do things, like I would love that. And that it's not so painful and really like, I don't know, just really sad when you get to that age. Like if we can do things right now in our mid-20s to gradually work our way up to being even better over in our 30s and 40s, like why not do it? But yeah, like you said, we only have one body in this one life. I don't understand why people don't take more better care of their health, but
your body is a temple.
Your body is really a temple. And research has also showed that couples who share a healthy and aligned morning routine, or just a routine in general as a couple, can have numerous benefits, from fostering communication, enhancing just overall well-being. And a consistent morning routine can really set the tone for a positive and connected day together. You and I, this is really specific because we do spend a lot of time together. I think we spend more time together than normal couples.
I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah, we both have like many days where we overlap and working from home together. And even on the weekends, I think we spend at least 80, 90% of our times together.
It's definitely good that we both have similar wellness styles. I don't want to say that you're more into wellness than I am. We're more into different kinds of wellness 100%. Than each other.
Yeah. So we'll run through some of these like benefits, and like some of the benefits that we're going to talk about, we've also just experienced over the years. It hasn't just been like an immediate thing, but it's definitely taken time. But I think we're seeing a lot of the good results now. The first thing is like our strengthened bond. There's so many things health and wellness wise that we do together that we love doing together, and we make days out of it or make dates out of it. And it makes us really just connect and talk about health and wellness stuff, which is different from our everyday conversations that we would have normally had.
There's definitely certain things, like, I don't know, one day we went to that sauna down in, or the spa, mm-hmm. whatever the place is called down in Chester, where you can do like cold plunges and saunas and
yeah,
all that stuff. And our plan was to go there and not torture our bodies, but do the hard stuff so that we could get the ultimate wellness. And I don't know, I might have bitched out if you hadn't have been there. You might have bitched out if I hadn't have been there. But yeah, I agree. I think a big part of it is motivating each other, which is good.
Another one is just having a consistent wellness routine can really provide us dedicated time for like just communication in general, like allowing us to check in with each other, see how you're doing, sharing your thoughts. And I've learned so much from you on your different passions of health and wellness. And I think you've learned things from me of what I'm really passionate about. It's just on a different level of communication on our habits and things that we really enjoy and listening and learning from each other.
It gives us another thing to talk about. Like you say, we spend 80, 90% of our time together. It's always good to have some more things that you can talk about, communicate about, and just in general have something to do together. Yeah. Okay.
Number three, do you want to talk about?
Okay. Number three on the list, increased intimacy. So obviously being in better shape depends on what you're into, but I know I'm into a more athletic person attractiveness wise. So it definitely helps to foster a sense of partnership and intimacy. And
also just when you're in better shape, your hormones are a bit more balanced. You have more drive to be sexually active. I think that's a very well-known thing. And so you would assume that if you lived a really unhealthy life, you may be less motivated or have less of a libido, right, within your systems as a pair. So it's definitely had some really positive effects on our relationship. And I could only imagine that it would do the same for other people.
Yeah. And you just have more energy in general. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Why wouldn't anybody want that? The other thing is just reduce stress. Like when you take care of yourself and you're exerting your body into releasing different hormones, like working out or meditating or doing breath work, cold work, saunas, anything like that, it can really have a positive impact on your life. Therapy is one thing, and it's really great to release any of the stress and tension that you may be going through. But working out or doing any of these wellness habits will have a tremendous effect on you. If I'm having a really shitty day, a shitty morning, or I'm in a bad mood about something, if I just go and work out, I never leave feeling worse about myself or worse physically unless I'm actually sick. In that case, you shouldn't work out. But that's a really important thing to me and why I do a lot of these wellness habits is that it helps a lot with my mental health.
Yeah, because if nothing else, it's really giving you a set time during your day, whether it's working out, whether it's meditating or spending 10 minutes to just figure out your wellness stuff. It's you focusing on something that is specifically for you and nobody else. And I think that's just a great stress reliever overall. And then I'll get into it later, but it reduces inflammation, whether you're doing cold practices or working out consistently or taking the proper vitamins and eating a healthy lifestyle. It all reduces inflammation in your body. And that is a huge factor on how stressed out you are. It goes more nuanced than this, but even just if it's easier for you to move around life and to have more energy, it makes it easier to take on your day-to-day life.
And be happy and explore and pick up new hobbies.
Yeah, like just picture how you would, if you're having to go to work when you're sick or something compared to on a normal day, consider that the same as having a healthy lifestyle versus a non-healthy lifestyle and how that can make improvements every single day of your life.
It's funny that you say that because I'm just thinking like even in the last handful of years of us implementing a lot of these things, on very few occasions have you and I actually gotten sick. And I think that's a really big thing too when you think about not just the inflammation and hormones and how it helps your mental health. Your actual body is more resilient to so many different factors that are out there. Long-term relationship satisfaction. Looking back on it, it's nice to look that we have spent so many years and months and days committing to these wellness practices and habits that we enjoy. Some of them we go through phases with where we're a lot more active and less active. But for the most part, I would say we're quite consistent with a lot of these things that we'll talk about in today's episode. And so it's a thing that at least I'm very proud of to say that I've been really consistent and I've just naturally come to enjoy a lot of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get into the nitty gritty of our actual routines. First, I just want to emphasize that for the most part, our routines are pretty different, but they fall under the same umbrella of what we do, and they're very similar, and they all work towards the same end goal. This is just going to show you that all of us were super different, and there's no right list of things to do that will work for you or your friend. And so we hope that this episode, you can listen to our habits and maybe find something that you want to pick up because it resonates with you while you're listening. And of course, if you guys have any questions, you can always reach out to us because we would say a lot of these topics we're excited to talk about.
Yeah. And I'm a pretty lazy person. So if you're someone like me that's lazy, but wants to try to get the max benefits out of some easier sort of things, I'm your guy. So
yeah,
follow along.
Do you want to start us off with just working out and moving your body?
The first thing, which I think goes for both of us, is just working out, getting your body moving in general. I think it's a given. We all know that working out and staying active is a key to living a long and healthy, and I think also happy lifestyle. Typically, we'll do, like we aim for about an hour to an hour and a half a day. There's obviously some days where we only get half an hour and some days where we don't go at all. But at least for me, I try, like, most of my working out right now is weightlifting. That's just because of I'm not in any sports leagues and I'm not, like, I don't have a membership to a gym with a lot of actual heavy equipment. So I'm doing a lot of body weight and dumbbell exercises. And again, that's just because it's what's most convenient for me and the thing I can consistently stick to the most. So that's what I like to do. And really, it doesn't matter what you do. You just gotta get started, get up, get moving. If that's making a jump from getting 500 steps a day to 5,000 steps a day, that's a huge, awesome jump. If you're going from 10,000 steps a day to maybe in starting to incorporate weights into your workouts, whatever it is, I don't know, I've listened, there's a guy called Peter Attia. If you listen to Andrew Huberman, Joe Rogan, stuff like that, you've probably heard of him, but it's like a lot of his studies show that you really need to mix both weightlifting and cardio to have the longest, healthiest life. Yeah, I usually try to do, this is something I could probably be better with consistently wise, but I probably get like 2 hours of cardio in a week. I should probably be doing some more intense cardio, like sprints and stuff.
But you do a lot of good zone two cardio, like 12:30 kind of puts you in a good state of that, don't you think?
Yeah, I do a lot of good zone two cardio, but I don't think I'm getting my heart rate up really high enough. But anyway, like I said, I'm at least getting my zone two cardio, and that is because I find that easy. It's a habit I can stick with. I just go on the treadmill, put it on a high incline, go to a speed that I can handle. And yeah, I just try to do more and more each and every day I do it. But
yeah,
on top of all that, like working out is supposed to be 50% better at treating depression than like anxiety medications and I don't know what else treats depression, but it really, can't stress enough, just getting out, moving your body, getting a bit of exercise. It releases endorphins. There's literally so nothing bad about doing it. If nothing else, just get out moving a bit.
Yeah. And what I really like is when you and I do 12:30 together, or like if we're doing leg days together, like I really enjoy that. I don't know what it is, but when I work out with you, it actually makes me want to like lift harder and push harder too. Probably just because I'm trying to impress you and you're my partner, even though there's nothing to impress, because I know you already love me and think I'm beautiful, but that's one of the things I really do love, and it's had a really positive effect on our relationship. Like on the days where, I don't know, you wake up so early in the morning to go do your cardio, like 12:30, and on the days I do come with, you get so excited, and that's obviously good for me too, because it makes me excited and want to go. And even when we're doing leg days where you're doing my leg days and you're like dying or what, it's like a funny joke, but we try and actually have a good laugh and enjoy working out together. And if we're not going to the gym, we're going for a walk. We're like, hey, we're not going to the gym today, let's get outside, let's go for a half an hour or an hour and a half walk together, and we'll just chit chat and hang out, find things that work for you. But also, if you can find a partner that can motivate you to do certain things together, it can actually end up being a lot more enjoyable than you would think.
Yeah, and at least for me, I need that, because especially in the winter months, like from December until February, it's so dark all the time, and all you want to do is be lazy and inside and doing nothing. But I don't know, it definitely helps when you're not just doing it for yourself. You're not that I do it for you, but you are that in the back of my head motivating factor to help me do those things, especially during the times when it's hard. Yeah, it's definitely good to have a partner motivating you.
I would say maybe one or two workouts a week we will do together, and all the rest we do a bit separately in our own time, whatever works for our schedulers. I work from home a lot, so I can really do it like before I start work, during my lunch break, or right after before Aaron gets home. But it's a little bit harder for you when you do go into the office. So for you, do what is easy but will still make you work hard to work towards the body you want. But it's, you and I have a slightly different workout routine, but we do make sure that we get those sessions in.
Just some of the other benefits of working out regularly: it improves sleep. I think that's another gigantic one. There's tons of studies out there that sleep is basically the most important thing for the human body.
Yeah.
Like,
it's how we recover.
More than anything else that we're going to talk about on this list, sleep is number one. And getting physical activity, some of the other stuff I'm going to talk about later, really helps to improve sleep. So that's great. Working out increases your brain plasticity. That means it can help you learn more. You can pull information from your brain quicker and
help you focus a bit more.
Help you focus, and it just helps your brain health in general. So you'll, like, the more consistently you work out throughout your life, through your 20s, 30s, 40s, the slower your brain decline is going to be when you're in your 60s, 70s, 80s. And
yeah,
again, I don't know if that's scary to other people, but it scares me. So
yeah, definitely really scary to think about. And this is one of the examples of like a lot of people work out for the immediate benefit, but for us, it's, at least for me in my mind, it's a long-term goal. I don't want to ever stop working out and moving my body. And that's one of the main reasons I don't want dementia or all of those different neurological problems you can face when you're older. And so I like that we added that point in there.
Yeah, I agree. We've already touched on this, but it just enhances your self-esteem and confidence. Maybe I'm a little narcissistic, but when I'm walking down the street, I want to be like, I'm in better shape than you. If there was, I don't know, somebody chasing me with a poison dart or something, or there was a psychopath coming down the street to kill one of us or running away from a bear,
yeah,
bear's going to eat you, not going to eat me. So I don't know. That's something that I like to think about, whether it's agendas or whatever. Our brains have been wired to respect and appreciate a fitter body.
Yeah.
So it definitely does help looking in the mirror. Maybe that's harsh to say, but I don't know. I think that's...
It's something we care about. It's not, I don't think it's narcissistic to say. You and I think even before we met, we were in shape. We cared about our health and wellness and fitness, and definitely was one of the main things that I was attracted to you. Was the first thing I noticed was your big, strong arms and your broad shoulders. I was like, oh my gosh, he is so cute, so hot. You just can't help it. It's like human nature. So obviously that's a very obvious benefit to working out.
Yeah. And what else do we have here?
I think that's it. We can probably move on to the next one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. For my fellow lazy people, I'm going to talk a bit about my morning routine. Two things that I do that greatly impact my life are I take multivitamins. In my case, it's Athletic Greens AG1. It comes in this powder form. You mix it into a drink, and it's essentially just got all of the vitamins and minerals that we need, especially as someone who doesn't eat as many vegetables as they probably should.
Gives you energy too. Gives you energy. It's a prebiotic, probiotic. It's not just so many other health benefits to help you focus during your day. How long have we been taking it?
I've been taking it essentially every day for the last 2 years, maybe.
Yeah, and I probably take it 2 to 3 times a week. You take it like 7 times a week.
Yeah, I take it every day.
Yeah.
I started it. I'm a very big believer in Andrew Huberman. I think that guy's got it going on. He does his research. He listens to the right people. And I will say this. It's essentially AG1. It can be a little expensive. Like, we fortunately...
Yeah. Aaron told me about Andrew Huberman, AG1. He said, Lizzie, can you work your little magic and try and do a collaboration with them? Thankfully, it worked out. And that's how we got on to AG1. They're, what is it, $1 or $1.50 a day to have a serving of AG1.
I honestly don't even know, but...
Yeah, but if you're going to spend money on anything, why wouldn't you spend it on your health and wellness?
Yeah, exactly. Even if it's not AG1 specifically, like whatever, that's the one I take, but just get a multivitamin, unless you're some, I don't want to say some psycho that is checking your macros, checking what's in the food you're eating every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You're more than likely not getting all the vitamins that you need, so... Taking something to help supplement that is great. So what I do is, if you just take, I don't know, gummy vitamins or something, you don't necessarily have to stack these up. But my mornings are usually pretty rush, especially if I'm like going out the door to work. So if I've got 15 minutes, what I will do is I'll mix up my AG1, take it outside so that I can get my morning sunlight, getting sunlight in your eyes for ideally 10 to 20 minutes a day, 10 minutes on sunny days, 20 minutes on cloudy days, and specifically the low angle sunlight that comes in through the mornings. I understand, like I said, we're recording this in March, December, January, February. It's pretty hard to get morning sunlight, especially if the sun doesn't rise until 8 a.m. and it sets at 4:30 or 4:35 p.m. But It's such a crucial thing to me. I don't know when I stopped doing it or when I started doing it back up, but it was an instant change for me getting sunlight in my eyes in the morning on how well I was able to sleep.
Now, even I noticed that this morning, today, I actually looked at, I did this routine with Aaron, not the Athletic Greens one because I didn't have it till much later, but getting the sunlight in my eyes this morning, you guys, it is, what time is it? 5:55. And I feel great. I feel alert. I feel good. And I already know and I can sense it that I'm going to have a really good night's sleep. And the time before today, the last time I looked at sunlight in the morning with Aaron was maybe like another month ago. I truly do feel really good and great. And I don't know what it is. There's definitely some science behind it. I don't have all the knowledge on it, but it does something to, like, instead of getting blue light in your eyes first thing in the morning, like that natural low, what is it? What do you call it? The low dim.
It's the low angle sunlight. So
yeah. Don't look at the sun. That's not what this is. You're looking at an area where there is sunlight.
This, you're pretty close to looking at the sun, ideally. Like, you don't want to look directly into the sun, but you want those the rays from the sun directly to go into your eyes. Yeah. I don't know the full science behind it. I know that light, or the sun specifically, emits a ton of different wavelengths of light, and whatever those wavelengths specifically are that come in at a low angle, like, it's the same idea of a sunrise and sunset. The sky's a different color than during the middle of the day, so you're getting different light particles coming through. But whatever that is, it gives me so much energy throughout the day. Like, when we were doing our 45 hard, there was probably a week there where I just, probably in the beginning, where I was either going to work too early so I couldn't get my sunlight, or coming, whatever it was, but I was trying to supplement it by drinking coffee. So another tip is to ideally drink your caffeine, if you do in the mornings, either an hour to an hour and a half after you wake up. Again, don't know the science behind it, but the science is there. Like, that will help prevent the crash. But if I take caffeine, even at the best times and the best versions of caffeine, I always seem to have a crash and I'm just not that energetic. But if I can have my vitamins and get my sunlight in my eyes in the morning, I have energy throughout for the whole day. And I don't know, man, if you don't try it, or you haven't tried it, genuinely give it a try. Hey, go outside.
Yeah.
10 minutes. Look at the sun. If you have to go for a little walk, if you can't see it directly. And
yeah,
I know what you're thinking. Does it count if I'm looking through a window or driving to work? No, it does not. Whatever it is, it's just way more beneficial to get it straight up directly.
Well, the biggest thing is with this is that it helps your circadian rhythm. I'm sure people have heard it a lot, especially if you're like around that wellness and fitness world. But getting exposure to that natural light, especially in the morning, will help synchronize your body's natural internal clock. I have a section here on talking about our sunrise and sunset lamp. I love that thing. The circadian rhythm is just going to help you synchronize your entire body in terms of your sleeping patterns, like Aaron mentioned, your hormones, your eating habits, and other bodily functions that we all go through. This is so important. I honestly, frankly, should do it a lot more because I basically don't do it. It's something, I'm just not a morning person. Props to you. You're able to get up and do all of these things, but I did it today. I feel so incredible. Maybe after this episode, it's something that I'll try and implement a little bit more and actually do it with you in the morning, because I know you like having a morning routine with me.
That'd be so cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I probably should have been looking at my notes, because I have written down all of the things that it actually does for him. Okay. So all of the energy it gives you aside, I think the thing that it helps me with most is 100% getting to sleep at night. Morning sunlight exposure can lead to better sleep quality at night. This is because light exposure in the morning helps regulate the production of melatonin, the hormone that controls your sleep-wake cycle, in the evening. So I'm pretty sure basically what that does is, like, there is a delay on your body, but I believe it releases the melatonin, but also sets your internal clock to remember to release that melatonin. What would be,
like, at that time, that's what it is.
It's a certain amount of hours after you get your morning sunlight in. I don't know if it's 12, I don't know if it's 14, but it's a certain amount of hours so that you get genuinely sleepy and genuinely tired when you would typically go to bed. And that week where I was doing caffeine, I could not sleep. I was getting terrible sleeps. Part of the reason I was so tired throughout the days and crashing was just because I wasn't getting good enough sleeps. But genuinely, if you have trouble sleeping, this is the number one thing. And I'm someone that I used to have insomnia. I'd be lucky if I'd get 4 hours of sleep from when I was in grade 8 until I was probably 20 years old. So
yeah,
whatever, 14 to 20. And then I started doing this, and when I do it, I have no trouble sleeping. Maybe if I drink caffeine at 5 or 6 p.m., then I might have trouble sleeping. But if I get the sunlight in my eyes, it's the number one thing. And I can't stress enough, if you are someone that has trouble sleeping, make this change. Do this in the morning. Let yourself do it for a week to really get your circadian rhythm going. But yeah,
And you're a person where the medications or melatonin or gummies, they haven't worked for you in the past. And this is also even better that it's a natural thing you can do to yourself without ingesting something that may not, I'm sure there's a lot of natural stuff out there that you can use, but this is your natural way method that you do it. And I feel like this is what, from way back when, we're meant to do. And that's what we were doing and have evolved over time doing. But it's true. I can attest. I've been with Aaron for 6 years now. And when I first met him, he basically did not sleep and he just did not function properly. And since doing this for however long, it's made a tremendous impact on you, and you're so much happier. You have so much energy. I love that you're like an energizer bunny in the morning. It may piss me off in the moment, but like overall, it's a positive and good thing.
Yeah. Energy levels, boosted mood, like it just getting some sunlight makes you happier in general. I don't know, seasonal depression is a real thing. So one of the better ways to combat that is to go get some sunlight, like the thing you're missing. If you can prioritize getting that, that's the reason you get seasonal depression, is because you're not getting enough sunlight. But anyway, that's my spiel. The two main things that I do for my wellness outside of physical activity are taking these multivitamins, because again, I don't eat enough vegetables. I know there's a lot of other guys around my age that are probably in the same boat, and that morning sunlight, can't stress enough. For me, it does. It gives me twice the energy as having a large coffee. It helps me sleep better, and it just sustains throughout the day. So those are my two main wellness things outside of, I do some other stuff, but yeah, it's definitely it outside of physical.
It's your daily thing that you do that you habit stack, which is like also the best way to incorporate different routines into your life. If you can do things at the same time to make your life optimal, like that's just like the key way to do it. I heard that from Skinny Confidential.
Also, like I said, super easy. Not that hard to put on a jacket, go outside, even if it is the wintertime. Just do it.
I know you're going to talk about this later in our episode, but you also will like take your AG1s, get your sunlight, and then you'll also go ahead and do your Wim Hof breathing in like the middle of winter. I won't speak to it. You can talk about it later, but that's another thing you sometimes do, like maybe every other time. So yeah.
Yeah. I'd suggest everything that I do to other people, but if you're, again, lazy and especially just starting out, the two easiest things, take a multivitamin, get some sunlight.
Yeah. Mine goes with what you're saying, but this is something that I think I'm a little bit more passionate about, and I prioritize a little bit more than yourself, but is I really prioritize my bedtime wellness routine. Some people might think that this is excessive. Take whatever resonates with you, because I think everything that I do is super beneficial. I'm a person who loves her sleep, and if I do not get my optimal sleep, I tend to not have the best day, and it's a little bit harder for me to get through it. So I do whatever I can. If it's going to take me an hour, half an hour, I do what I need to do to set myself up for a really good night's sleep. I recently got the Oura Ring, and it has become such a crucial part of my bedtime and just sleeping routine. It helps me keep track of my sleep score, my readiness score for the day, my menstrual cycle. If you can make room to purchase this Oura Ring, like I said before, if you're going to spend money on anything, I will always spend it on my health and wellness, because that's something you can't get back if you don't pay enough attention to it. It's worth every penny to me. But diving into the nitty-gritty details of my health and my sleeping patterns have become such a passion for me, especially when I'm feeling under the weather or I'm noticing that my body's a little different when I drink or different times of the month. Our bodies are such intricate systems. Even the smallest changes in our routine can have a significant impact on our sleep and just overall health and our brain functions. Some of the things I like to keep an eye on is my sleep efficiency, how much REM sleep I'm getting, my deep sleep, latency, heart rate. All of this stuff is super fascinating to me. Sleeping, like Aaron mentioned before, is so essential for our bodies to repair and function. I even mentioned it. Aaron used to have insomnia. The reason why he loves getting sunlight first thing in the morning is because it helps you tremendously to get a good night's sleep. And when you do that, you just feel so much better overall. It's so sad. I think there's so many people who neglect and do not prioritize getting enough sleep. And that just has so much negative effects in your life that you may not see until much later on. So here's what I do. Before I get into bed, I try and make sure that I'm filling up my humidifier. I don't know what it is. It's obviously good for your skin, for breathing, there's like an oxygen optimal metric that is also in the Oura Ring, but I care a lot about that. Aaron finds it annoying because it's a little noisy. I think it's like a white noise machine. I always fill it up, put some natural essential oils. I use the one from Canopy because it doesn't grow mold. Do your research out there. There's so many humidifiers that grow mold and cultivate all of that. Get one that doesn't. I have my Osea, that's the brand. They have their vagus nerve spray, and it helps it has like magnesium stuff in it. It helps you get to bed better. It relaxes everything within your body, helps aid in digestion, alleviate pain, all the stuff. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't work. It might be a placebo effect, but I spray it all over my bed. It smells super natural, smells like a spa. And what else do I do before I get into bed? I always drink a lot of water. I don't know. I make sure that the room isn't too hot. Sometimes I'll do a nighttime meditation if I'm having like a really rough day, if I can't get to sleep. And I always, I don't know, this might be crazy, but I try and get 8 hours of sleep a night. Sometimes I get a little bit more. I try not to oversleep. Why are you laughing?
I don't know if there's a day that goes by where you don't get at least 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, but I prioritize it. And you guys, sleep is so important to me. This is something I care a lot about. And those are a couple of the things that I do to try and make sure that I have a good sleeping routine. For the last couple of months, Aaron and I have been taking we've been making the Sleepy Girl mocktail. It's basically like a magnesium powder that's flavored that you can put it into like regular water or juice and you have it before you go to bed. helps with their digestion, helps to have a good night's sleep. I really enjoyed it. I don't know if you think it really did much to you other than the fact that it tastes good.
Yeah, you make it for me and it tastes good, so that's good enough for me. I wasn't really tracking anything specifically to see how it was going to work before and after, so I don't really know if it is doing anything for me. Every day that I take that, I usually do my sunlight and get my multivitamins, so I don't know if it's just that or if it's all of your girly drink and spray stuff, but
yeah,
don't necessarily affect my sleep in a negative way. If you think they're doing something for you, I'll tag along with it.
Yeah, the other thing I really like to do, which reminds me, I haven't done in like probably a couple of weeks, but there was a period of time we did it quite often, was legs up on the wall. Lie on your bed, put your legs up on the bed frame or the side of your wall if you have it, and you lie there for 10 to 15 minutes and you just relax. Sometimes Aaron and I will put on a face mask, an LED red light therapy mask. We'll do a nighttime meditation. Half the time Aaron doesn't really like doing it with me, but he does it anyways because I beg him to do it with me because it's more fun if you do it with someone. But when I do that, it helps me have a really great night's sleep. I won't go too much into it, but if you do your research or you just do a basic Google search, putting your legs up on the wall helps so much with lymphatic drainage and your digestion and overall blood flow, and it helps with stress and your mental health. There's so many benefits, and obviously this is all really easy stuff. Like everything that I just mentioned, you can all do within 10 minutes and do it all at the same time and then just go to sleep. Another thing too is just the sunrise and sunset lamp. We bought it from Amazon. It was like $35. Maybe do your research though, because I think there's some light ones out there that maybe aren't so good for you. But we got one and it's all set up at a certain time to, it's the brightest and then it dims low so that it's bedtime for us. I really like it. Every time we get into bed, I put it on every single night. And then every morning when I wake up, I put it on and it helps just ease your mind a little bit. I hate harsh light, especially first thing in the morning. And it's, research shows it's not good for you. And Aaron is nodding his head right now because he knows I get so cranky if he turns on the light.
Oh my God, do you ever? And that's, I guess, one of the things that our routines kind of conflict with each other is that if I'm waking up at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and Lizzie wants to stay in bed until 8:30, there's no way I can be on my phone or doing any of that stuff. You say, get out of here if you're going
to
do that.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm so sensitive to it. If you wake up and you pick up your phone for 2 seconds, I'm immediately like, Aaron, get out of here or turn your phone off. And to be fair, I'm just probably being a little bit of a bitch when I wake up. But you have your own morning routine. You like to get your AG1, get out, do your cardio stuff at the gym, do your breathing and whatnot. But I like to sleep in a little bit more. And then when it's time for me to wake up, I turn on my sunrise lamp and it's perfect. I love it. You guys, sleep is so important. It helps you in life in so many ways, like focus, concentration, like your just brain health overall. You need to have a good connection to your body and definitely don't oversleep, but try and find what works for you to have the most optimal sleep you can. And all those things I mentioned, I don't see myself stopping anytime soon. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I like the sunrise sunset lamp. One of the things that I thought is probably the best feature of it is that it uses light as an alarm. So it'll, like, you can set it for, let's say I wanted to wake up at 6:30. At 6 o'clock, it'll start with a very dim light and then it'll get brighter and brighter until 6:30. And then, I don't know, I usually wake up at 6:20, 6:25 at this point. It's just a less harsh way to wake up than an alarm. So it sets your tone and mood for the day better. But unfortunately, Lizzie likes to sleep in until at least 8 o'clock every morning. So when I want to get up at, I don't know, 6:20, 6:30, the sunrise lamp doesn't necessarily work because I don't know how to turn the thing off. There's a lot of buttons on it. And
I'm really the only one that knows how to operate it.
Yeah. So I've since gone back to just using a normal alarm. But
yeah. But the thing is, it's winter right now. But you do have to say, like, during when like spring and summer comes, I will wake up with you early and you and I will get out for an actual full walk at 6 or 7 in the morning. Do all of that and then we come back. But right now, just give me a couple more weeks.
Yeah, I know. You're still hibernating. That's okay.
I really am hibernating. You want to talk about your Wim Hof stuff?
Yeah. So I think meditation is a really great thing to do. At least for me, I really struggle meditating if I just were to sit down and listen to a just breathe and let your body ease and let the thoughts flow. One thought in, out the, anyway. I can't do meditation like that. I've tried. I've gone through periods where I've tried for a few weeks straight of trying to do that, and it just does never work for me. My mind's always racing. I try to do a form of meditation called the Wim Hof method. It can be a little intense for people. definitely you're not supposed to do it while you're driving. You're not supposed to do it while you're in a body of water. So just make sure if you do decide to try this, you're in a safe space because...
You make it sound so scary.
Yeah, it's really not. You're essentially just making yourself hyperventilate. But there's a video on YouTube. That's what I just do. I try to do it every day. I'm probably doing it like 4 or 5 times a week. And if it's like a half decent day out, I'll go outside and do it just to be more one with nature and like...
Yeah.
Also to get more sunlight in my eyes in the mornings, but I usually just do it on the floor in my apartment or on the couch, whatever. But yeah, there's a video on YouTube. It's got over 50 million views. It's 3 rounds. Each round is 30 breaths. You do a full inhale and then a not full exhale. So simulating hyperventilation.
Some people cry. Like when I do it with you, I have tears coming down my eyes.
It can be pretty tense, but again, I would recommend it. I watched the video on YouTube. It's got over 50 million views, 3 rounds, 30 breaths. The first time you do your 30 breaths, you exhale all the way on the last breath, and then you hold your breath for 1 minute. Then you do the same thing, hold for 1.5 minutes, and then you do the same thing, hold for 1.5 minutes again. And at the end of it, you just feel really calm, and it actually, by pumping that much oxygen into your blood, it actually makes your blood alkaline. So that does a lot of things, like it reduces inflammation, it gives you more energy throughout the day. Research this guy if you want to. He's got a bunch of world records. Like he's cool. He's Dutch.
He's also just incredible. Like he came up with the Wim Hof breathing method because his wife at the time had committed suicide from such intense depression, and he was left with all of their kids and he didn't know what to do. He was a single father and he wanted to find a natural way to be able to help people suffering from depression, and he came up with this breathing method. And I know you're talking about it from YouTube, but I discovered it from watching The Goop, if Gwyneth Paltrow and her wellness health brand. It's The Goop, and she has a show on Netflix all about Wim Hof. And from when I watched that episode, I was like, oh my god, this is incredible. This is also really fun but really cool to do. It's funny that a lot of people have different effects with the Wim Hof method, like crying or having really feeling like panicky, but you're supposed to lean into that and that's supposed to help you through it.
Yeah, exactly. And so because of that, you're also simulating a super stressful situation with your body, but the whole point of it is that you're supposed to keep your heart rate low so that you're not freaking out, you're not stressing out, and that all of that does is it helps you so that if you get into a meeting at work or if you're doing a presentation or you're just dealing with traffic, anything like that, it makes those like seemingly stressful situations seem less stressful because when you woke up, you've already experienced like a very high heart rate stressful situation. And the other part of the Wim Hof method is cold exposure. So there's a ton of benefits to ice baths and cold exposure. Like athletes have been doing it since, I don't know, as long as I can remember. And for me, it's another thing that puts your body into a stressful situation. All I do is I'll take 1 or 2 minutes at the end of my showers and just put the water on as cold as it'll go. And then I just try to make sure all the different parts of my body get
exposed to the cold. Yeah.
Exposed to the cold.
Don't just stand there. Like, I think a big part of it is if you're doing any type of cold exposure, it's just to constantly move your body around so that every surface is being exposed to, even if you're doing like an ice bath. Like, don't stay still. Circulate the water. And when you're doing this too, like with the breathing, like I think in the show he does it like outside, right? Doesn't he need to...
You know, he lives on a lake in Poland, so they go into the frozen lake in the winter. But
yeah,
it's something that's great for stress and focus. Like it's another thing that gives me energy if I do it early in the day. There's different benefits depending on the different times of day you do it at because your body's in different states. But
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but just in general, it's good for you. It reduces inflammation. Another thing that people don't realize that it really affects their body is inflammation that they don't know and can't see throughout their body. It just, again, I don't know the full science behind it, but it puts stress on your body. It puts stress on your mental health. It's just inflammation is one of the worst things for you. And it's something that helps to decrease that.
This may be controversial, but in the Goop documentary where Wim Hof was in, there's some things that people have deemed incurable or things that you can't overcome, but people doing the Wim Hof breathing method with the cold exposure have overcome those things, like sicknesses and different things. And we won't get too much into that, but this is another incredible aspect or side of what he does and his work that is just incredible. That's not what we do it for. We just do it for the plain benefit of feeling amazing and living a good and healthy life, and that our joints are healthy and not inflamed and feeling good, and we have a good mental outlook on life. Like, that's what we do it for. But if you want to look into it, you can. He does really incredible stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's really good for people with autoimmune disorders. So yeah. If you've got something like Crohn's or I can't think of anything else, but yeah, it's worth looking into, especially if, again, it's something that doesn't require a whole ton of effort. Like, yeah, it's a little intense, but you're realistically just lying there for 10 minutes. So I'd recommend it to anyone. Again, just be safe while you're doing it. Maybe have someone there with you because people pass out. But yeah, it's my version of meditation. I think it's important. And I don't know, Wim Hof, he's a hippie, but a badass, which is, I guess, what I strive to be. Yeah, I don't know. It's what I do.
And this is something that you've discovered for yourself, because I'm a person, I don't really love the Wim Hof breathing method. I don't really love putting my body in that type of space, even though I do like cold exposure quite a bit. I like to meditate. I like to put on a video or use an app like Headspace to listen to a really calming British man talk to me through my day and how I'm supposed to feel. That's something that I really enjoy. So this is something we do differently in terms of like meditation and breathing habits and things like that. Aaron's also like box breathing. We don't have a section on it here, but that's something that I will do if I'm having an anxiety or a panic attack. It really helps me calm down in a state of crazy panic. But yeah, I really like that. I have a small note here. I won't go too much into it because I feel like that's a whole topic in itself, but getting off of birth control, this is not like a wellness habit. It's just something that I decided to do and change in my life, especially in the last year. I was on the IUD for 8 years. I was on it because it was easy. You didn't have to think about it. It came with a few consequences of a lot of crazy cramps and backaches, and I was a little bit more hormonal and stuff. But one day I decided to get off of it because I discovered you can keep track of all of these things naturally, and you can prevent yourself getting pregnant if you take the right precautions. I love Natural Cycles. It is a non-hormonal, non-invasive birth control app that's founded by women. It's incredible. I have the thermometer that I was using for a little bit, and then I got the Oura Ring to help track of my basal body temperature, which is what your entire cycle is based around. And fun fact, you can't get pregnant every single day of your entire cycle. There's only a specific window where you can, and that's what the app helps you track. And if you want to get pregnant, you can also use it for that. There's so many benefits of just, I think, not being on birth control. I don't care about having clear skin or gaining weight or losing weight if it means that I'm putting something in my body that's not actually supposed to be there. And there's so many nutritious foods and things that you can do in your life naturally to help with a lot of those things. I think this is super controversial, but getting off of birth control was truly one of the best things I did for myself. And I feel amazing and incredible. And I feel really empowered to know what my body can do and what my body is meant to do. And learning and syncing up with it a little bit more has been a huge benefit to me in my life. And I also try and cycle sync my like workouts based on different phases of my cycle. On days where I have a lot more energy, I'll do a lot more of the heavy lift workouts. But if I'm on my period, I do lots of stretches. I do yoga, very low impact stuff. And that's really helped get to my body in like a non-stressed panic state. It's all just synchronized and feeling great. So that's what I really love. Yeah. The next one is something we do together. Is wellness beverages. I would say that we're like more than the average person. We like our wellness beverages and tinctures and things like that.
Like for me, it all just comes back to like vitamins. And then some of the stuff you have on here are like, I guess they're not really part of your wellness beverage. I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah.
You're more into the wellness beverage than I am.
Okay. So Aaron loves his AG1, and that would be like, I would say, your top pick for a wellness beverage. Mine would be the ones I'm going to talk about now. My absolute favorite wellness beverages that have become such an integral part of my daily routine for the past like a year and a half, 2 years, is two different brands and two different types of drinks, technically three, is the Peak Matcha and the BT Fountain, and the brand is Peak. And then the second thing I started to take a lot is the Lion's Mane by Rainbow is the company. These beverages have seriously transformed my wellness journey, and I want to explain with everyone why that is. First, with matcha, I've been drinking it since I was a little kid. It's so good for you, and the BT Fountain combo is really good for your skin. It's like having a shield against like free radicals of everything that our body goes through. The antioxidant that comes from the matcha is super beneficial. There's a lot of benefits to matcha. I know people don't really like it. I love the one from Peak because it doesn't taste artificial. It doesn't taste fake. It doesn't feel like it goes bad. it has a very good clean taste to it, and I'm a very big proponent of getting it from Peak. I would never order one from Amazon. There are specific brands that I would order it from, and Peak is my favorite. Matcha is great for if you want a alternative to caffeine, a substitute, like you don't want to drink coffee. Caffeine. Yeah, it's caffeine. Sorry. If you don't want to drink coffee, right, it's a lot easier on the body. It's a lot sustainable and you don't have a crazy crash. You will really not face any type of jitters or craziness that you would with normal coffee or like an energy drink or something like that. It also has just a lot of other great benefits to you that is actually good for your health and wellness. What else do I have in here? The BT Fountain is like a big, it's like an electrolyte drink, like a hydration. It's really good for your skin and I like taking it. I feel like when I take it for an X amount of time, I really notice the glowiness or the glazed donut effect on my skin and I like it. And sometimes if I can, I'll try and give some to Aaron, but you like the matcha more than I think the BT Fountain.
Yeah, I've always just been more of a matcha guy than a coffee guy.
So funny to think that you never drank matcha though before you met me.
I never drank coffee before I met you either.
Oh God, it's a good and a bad, but yeah, you like matcha. You like iced matcha quite a bit. The rainbow. I got introduced to like the benefits of mushrooms from you. I don't know, you brought it up to me one time. You're like, oh, these mushrooms are like good for brain function and health. We should try it.
Yeah, I've always been a big Joe Rogan guy. And basically through his podcast, I just learned there's a guy, Paul Stamets, who's probably one of the lead mushroom researchers in the world. And he went on there and talked about a lot of the benefits, particularly behind lion's mane and reishi, especially for brain health and just overall cognitive function. Yeah, I guess I got into it for a while there a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And then now I'd say you're way more into mushrooms than I am.
Yeah, I just found a brand that is super good, like from Canada, like doesn't have crazy chemicals on it. And it is what they say it is. I love it. It's really good, obviously, like you said, for cognitive function. It helps enhance focus and memory and making it easier to tackle like day-to-day tasks. And because I have my 9-to-5 work that's very technical and then my creative job, which is content creation, I really love taking my lion's mane and reishi. I usually put it in my coffee or whatever drink that I'm having. Sometimes I put in my athletic greens, but I feel like it's just like another little buffer I can put for when my life is stressful and it can help soothe anything that I'm going through. It's having a nice armor for your nervous system. I really like it. It could also be one of those things that people want to call it a placebo effect. I've been taking it. I constantly repurchase it. I've also worked with a brand, which I really love. I think I want to say too is on my Instagram and like in content in general, like I talk about Athletic Greens a lot. I talk about Peak a lot. I talk about Rainbow a lot. And it's because I use them every day. It's something that I really care about. And especially if it's something related to health and wellness, like I don't feel comfortable promoting something that I haven't personally taken. So I really want people to know, like I use these things. I love them. Aaron and I try them out. We test them out for a period of time. If I love it, we'll end up working with the brands, which is something that I'm also really grateful for, but it's my favorite. I've been committed to these beverages and these brands for the past couple of years. They generally work. They make me feel amazing. They just help me overall in my well-being in ways that I didn't think was possible. So yeah, I love those. So yeah, that's pretty much it for some of the wellness habits. I don't think these are anything significant or things that people can't implement. It's just we have a lot of them that we try and incorporate into our lives, but they all serve their own purpose.
I couldn't agree more. People understand that getting exercise is good for you in the long run. And for me, I'm never going to stop taking, hopefully Athletic Greens continues to work with you forever, but I'll never stop taking multivitamins and getting the sunlight in my eyes in the morning. Some stuff I don't have to go fully in depth in that I do as well. If I am going to drink caffeine, I won't take it for at least 60 to 90 minutes after I wake up. That's just because I listened to Andrew Huberman. He said that is when you should drink it to have the least amount of crash. And caffeine makes me crash hard. If there is a day where I'm feeling drowsy and I feel like I need caffeine, I'll wait until then. I drink a shit ton of water throughout the day.
We both have a Stanley. We love it. We fill it up multiple times. It's drinking water when you're hungry. Maybe drink your water first. If you don't feel very sharp or focused, maybe drink water first. Water can help solve so many problems that people try and fill with food and other things and habits. Water's so important. It's good for your skin. It's good for your brain. It's good for your body. And people in general, the average person does not drink enough water. I think sometimes you and I drink a little bit too much water, but get your water in. You need it.
Yeah. And I'm someone who, I'm not very good at doing that. There's some days if I'm working from home, if I don't fill up my water bottle, I can go 4 hours without having a sip of water and I won't realize it. So for me, I try to make it as easy as I can. I know I like cold water a lot more than room temperature water. I'll get a thermos, fill it up with ice, and then I'll just keep filling that up with water throughout the day. But yeah, I don't know. It's really all about making things easy for you to do these wellness habits. And that's my way of making drinking water easy for me, because I don't remember what the benefits to drinking water are, but...
But there's an endless list as to why drinking water is important.
Yeah.
That's the thing too. Like, you want to find things that are actually easy to implement to your life, because I think the problem of people starting wellness habits and different routines and things is that it's unattainable or it's too hard. All these things we didn't start in one go. Like, over time, we started to learn and adapt a couple extra things into a routine to see if it would work. It has to feel natural and you have to really enjoy doing it. I don't know if you could tell by the way that Aaron and I were talking about our points, we get really excited and we get passionate about it because it's something that we love and we truly feel the benefits of. You need to find something that you can potentially see yourself doing for the rest of your life, because that's what's key. There's no point in starting a diet or starting a routine that you're only going to do for a month. What's the point? For example, 45 hard. We did it for 45 days. We'd probably never do it again. You know what I mean? But there were things that we learned from it that we'll implement into our routine, like drinking less, getting better sleep, constantly staying active and prioritizing our mental health. Those are all really good things. But yeah, this is what we do. This is what we do that really brings us closer together, that makes us feel good, look good, and just be happy overall.
Yeah. And I think part of the reason we put out this episode is because we see a lot of maybe friends or family that aren't doing a lot of this stuff, and we just want them to all live happy and healthy lives. And
with us, yeah, forever.
With us forever. I don't know. Make the change if you haven't. My thing is always, if you're not happy with your life or if you think your life could be better, nothing changes unless you change. Start trying things.
Yeah, absolutely. Aaron and I, you will often find that when we're home, we're always trying to convince our parents to drink this thing or get vitamins or try this thing out. And at least, like, your mom drinks AG1 and so does my mom. Like, they're on board with it. They're like, okay, we see the benefits. Like, we like it. We feel good. And so we are never trying to bombard people of habits that we think that they should pick up, because like I said, everybody's different. Like, I don't know what's going to work for you, but hopefully listening to what works for us and how beneficial it has been for our life. Like, I think people just hate on like different wellness things that are out there because they think it's all fake or it's all for marketing. And there is like a point to that, but do your research, like figure out what's going to work for you and try and find people that also do that thing that genuinely love it. And hopefully that can be like an inspiration for you to start and then live a really good, healthy, happy life, because I think that's like the ultimate goal outside of having a good family and having a roof over your head and stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. There's what, 168 hours, something like that, in the week. Take 10 of those hours to do something for yourself to make the other 158 hours better and more enjoyable.
Yeah, or just find 10 minutes of your day to do something for yourself. You don't have to constantly run on a crazy hamster wheel to try and get things done. But also just don't be complacent. Don't sit around and do nothing if you know you can and maybe should try and do something. Push yourself a little bit, because we all have the ability and the capacity to do more for ourselves and our body just by pushing it a little bit at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for listening to our episode today. We hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Make sure you guys are following us on Instagram and liking us on Spotify, Apple, wherever you guys are listening to our podcast. And yeah, we will see you in 2 weeks. Is that it, Aaron?
Yeah, I think that's it. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.